The future president of the United States made a campaign trail pit stop today at the U.S. Senate. Now, we don't know whether that president will be Barack Obama, John McCain, or Hillary Clinton, but for the first time in nearly 5 months, all three of those senators showed up for work today on Capitol Hill. NPR's David Wellner was there, too, and has this report.
When you sign on as a co-sponsor of an amendment, especially when it's one you intend to campaign on, it's bad form not to show up when the Senate votes on it, which is why, for the first time since last October, all three top presidential contenders were on the Senate floor today. It was McCain who first signed on as a co-sponsor of the amendment, which puts a one-year moratorium on all congressional earmarks. Then Obama signed on. Not to be outdone, so did Clinton. McCain had hoped for an early vote on the measure so he could dash off to a fundraiser in Philadelphia. But the Democrats who run the Senate refused to accommodate the GOP's presidential finalist. McCain's amendment would have to get in line behind dozens of others the Senate's voting on for the annual budget in a ritual known as Votorama.
Mr. Chambliss, Mrs. Clinton, Mr. Coburn,
Mr. Martinez, Mr. McCain, Mrs. McCaskill, Mr. Nelson of Nebraska, Mr. Obama, Mr. Pryor.
Roll call votes kept all three presidential pretenders biding their time today on the Senate floor. Obama clearly arrived in campaign mode. The first thing he did was huddle in a corner with Senators Bill Nelson of Florida and Debbie Stabenow of Michigan. It's probably safe to assume the topic of this mini-summit was how those states' delegates might be seated at the Democratic National Convention and just whom they should represent. Meanwhile, Clinton and McCain also found time to chat. It's not clear whether they discussed who'd be the better commander-in-chief. Later, Obama approached Clinton and escorted her with an arm lightly over her shoulder to a pair of Senate desks, where the two spent 3 minutes chatting. What they said, we may never know. Suffice it to say that for a day, fierce campaign rivalry seemed to yield to the more genteel ways of this club of 100. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.